From the heart of America, the nation's number one progressive voice, where truth and common sense rule. This is the Ed Schultz Show.
How about that?
Where America comes to talk.
How about that?
And now, Ed Schultz.
Frankfurt, Germany checking in with us here on the Ed Schultz Show. So you talk a little bit about beer. You got everybody stirred up over there, huh? 1-877-934-6833. Good to have you with us, folks. Where America comes to talk, the Ed Schultz Show. Love your emails at ed@edschultzshow.com. All of our interviews, whenever we ever do them, are right there for you at wegoted.com. Available for referencing. Who said what? What happened? Where do they stand? Howard Dean was on with us yesterday, along with Tom Harkin. Coming up later on the program, Michael Schiavo, Angie Piccioni. And he was a radio announcer and now running for Congress, Tony Trupiano. Gave up his radio gig in the business to run for the United States Congress. We'll check in and see how it's going. We mentioned on the program the other day that no one is saying anything about small business. Now, the conservatives are out there touting the fact that they've got a lock on the market when it comes to the entrepreneurial spirit of America. Checking just a few things here. Let's see. By law, small firms are supposed to get 23% of all federal contracts. Does that happen? The Bush administration has diverted between $50 and $100 billion a year in small business contracts to Fortune 500 firms. Well, think about it. Who do you think lines the pockets of campaigns in America? Do you think it's the small businesses, or is it those fat cats that get the top two, you know, the top 2% crowd? Yeah, you got it. For more on this and where small business stands in America, Lloyd Chapman, who is the president of the American Small Business League, joins us here on the program. Mr. Chapman, Ed Schultz, good to have you with us.
Thanks, Ed. Good to be on your show.
What is your organization? What do you do? Or how long have you been in business? What is this?
The American Small Business League was founded about 3 years ago, and our goal is to lobby for firms with 100 employees or less, which we believe is a good definition of what a small business is, and try to make sure the federal government treats small businesses the way they're supposed to.
Is it happening?
It is not happening. Not at all. I actually was surprised to find out when I did some research that the Republican Party, which I think has a reputation for being, you know, pro-small business, is anything but. I found out that the Reagan administration actually began to try to close the Small Business Administration back in 84 and 85, and I found some TV news programs in 1984 and 85 on that. Then in 95 and 96, they proposed legislation again to close the SBA. And then as soon as George Bush took office, he took the SBA administrator off of the cabinet and began cutting the SBA's budget and staff, and cut it for 6 consecutive years and proposed to cut it for 9 consecutive years. And of course, the SBA is the only agency that's out there to protect the interest of American small businesses, where most Americans work. So I would say the Republican Party is anti-small business, in particular the Bush administration.
Lloyd Chapman with us, president of the American Small Business League. It's an organization that's been in together for 3 years. Who does this consist of, this league?
We've got members all across the country, primarily small businesses that are interested in working with the federal government and prime contractors across the country, and people that are disgruntled and sick and tired of losing federal small business contracts to Fortune 500 companies.
Now, okay, is this like a political organization? Is this the Democratic wing of, or, you know, what motivated this group to get together?
What motivated, I guess, was myself back in 2002. I was in the computer business in Northern California and lost what's called a small business set-aside contract, which is a federal bid that's only supposed to go to small businesses, to a Dutch company with 28,000 employees. And I just went ballistic. And I sat down that night on the government's database of small businesses, and I found 600 of the biggest companies in the world, AT&T, Nike, Sprint, Verizon, and it just went on and on and on. And a lot of these companies haven't put themselves on there, but the government is reporting awards of those companies to small business contracts. So in many times, it's not the company's fault, it's the government's fault.
So, by law, small firms are supposed to get 23% of all federal contracts. When was that law passed?
Actually, that was passed with the Small Business Act just after the Korean War, around 1951.
And so if there's 100 contracts on the table, by law in America, 23 of them have got to go to little guys.
Exactly. 23% of the total value of all prime contracts and subcontracts, and that's not happening.
Okay, total value. That's a difference as opposed to the number of firms.
Yeah.
Okay, so total value. So 23% of the money of the taxpayers does not go to small business firms.
It does not.
Okay, and these are federal contracts, such as what?
Goods and services the government buys. Just anything that the government buys, you know, office products, furniture, chairs, nuts, bolts, paint, you know, food, just everything.
Well, they're going nuts on privatization right now. You guys ought to be thriving.
Not actually, because they seem to be privatizing everything with Halliburton and Lockheed and Boeing.
Okay, so this law, in your opinion, Mr. Chapman, has been broken.
Absolutely. In fact, I'll tell you something interesting. It's not really my opinion. It's the opinion of 13 federal investigations. The SBA Inspector General said one of the biggest problems facing our country today is that small business contracts are going to large companies. A gentleman who was appointed by President Bush to head the SBA Office of Advocacy, Tom Sullivan, said we now have concrete proof that small business contracts are being diverted to large businesses. Another Bush appointee, the current head of the SBA Inspector General's office, also says that contracts meant for small business are, in fact, being diverted to large businesses.
So why is this happening? I mean, is it connected to lining the pockets of campaigns?
I would say yes. In fact, I saw a report that showed that the top 10 defense contractors spent something like $400 million over a five-year time frame lobbying Congress. And to me, lobbying is an interesting word, but somehow money goes from defense contractors into, you know, political campaigns of the Republican Party and the Republican National Committee. But I don't think it's any coincidence that the contractors or the Fortune 500 companies that are getting these contracts just happen to be some of the largest contributors to the Republican National Committee.
Now, some of the material that I have read, there are accusations out there that if the Republicans were to retain control of the Congress again, they're really going to put the hammer down, go so far as to close the Small Business Administration, end all programs for women-owned, minority-owned, disabled veteran-owned businesses. That's quite an accusation that's being made. But you believe that?
Absolutely. And here's why I say that. And if there's any Republican small business people listening out there, it's very easy to verify that George Bush has cut the SBA budget for 6 consecutive years and has proposed to cut it for 9 consecutive years. Where do you think he's going to take it?
Well, now you're speculating here, or do you know that they're going to cut it all completely out?
I had a Bush attorney tell me that George Bush intends to starve the SBA to death. And I have a lot of people in Washington, some Democrats and some Republicans, they will call me and give me information, people who don't agree with what George Bush is doing.
Lloyd Chapman, president of the American Small Business League. This, of course, is an organization that has businesses who have got 100 or fewer employees. And why isn't this a campaign issue? Why do I have to hear this on the Ed Schultz Show? Why do I see any ads about this anywhere across the country? I mean, it would seem to me that the Democrats have allowed this issue to be just swept away by the righties.
Well, I'll tell you something. This is another thing that I've come to understand. And again, this is not my opinion. This is a matter of fact. Every group in America today, or I'll say, I shouldn't say every group, let me say the top five groups that say they represent small businesses are run by Republicans. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the National Federation of Independent Business, groups like Women Impacting Public Policy, they're all Republicans. In fact, most of the heads of small business groups in America today either sit on the Republican National Committee steering committees or White House commissions. And they have kept silent about this in the face of in the last 36 months, there have been 13 federal investigations that have shown absolutely that small business contracts are being diverted to big companies.
Well, where's the justice here?
There isn't any. There's no justice for small businesses, and that's why we're trying to get the word out. We're trying to communicate to people all across the country, particularly in the districts and the states where seats are up for re-election here, and let them know that George Bush is no friend of small business, and my advice to Republican small business owners is to quit listening what George Bush says and start looking at what he does.
What about Henry Waxman? He ought to be on something like this.
Henry Waxman's a good guy. He actually was responsible for passing some legislation just the other day to try to take some of the mystery out of who's getting government contracts. In fact, Henry Waxman and Nidia Velasquez in the House and Nancy Pelosi are all trying to make sure that the public in the future can, I think they call it transparency in contracting, so that people can see who's getting these contracts. And I put out a $10,000 reward the other day for anyone that can provide me with a complete list of the firms that George Bush said that he gave $79 billion in contracts to, and so far no one stepped forward.
How much a reward is that?
$10,000.
We can pick up $10,000 here on the Ed Schultz Show if I can figure this out. Now, you want me to find out how many contracts they've given out to small businesses?
All I want is to find out the names of the firms that George Bush said he gave $79 billion worth of contracts to, and I think you're not going to be able to get it. And if you do get it, it's going to read like a who's who of Fortune 500 corporations in America. Yesterday, I had a gentleman call me from D.C. who works for a company that manages federal contracting data, and he told me that Boeing is the number one recipient of small business contracts in this country.
Lloyd Chapman, president of the American Small Business League. Where do they find you on the Internet?
ASBL.com.
ASBL.com.
That's it.
Good to have you on, Mr. Chapman. Good
Thanks
luck
a lot.
To you. Thank you. 1-877-934-6833. Your calls and more when we come back here on the Ed Schultz Show.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week. You know damn well I won't. I'm just working for a living.
Where every day is Labor Day. You're listening to the Ed Schultz Show.
Working for a living, living, and I'm working. Taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living.